This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
David, for you personally, how long have you been involved with food and toy drives?
I've actually, I'm what they call a fetal salvationist, Ben, so I grew up.
Never heard that expression before, David.
I was born into the Salvation Army, so for 50 years I've been involved in some shape or form. And so food and toy drive, as long as I can remember, my family's been involved picking up or dropping off toys to families in need.
Wow, that's a long time, both for how long Salvation Army's been doing this, but for you as well. Does it lose some of its shine each year, David? You know, does it just get a bit ho-hum, a bit formula year after year?
Yeah, look, it's we call it charity fatigue. You know, there is a lot of charities out there and a lot of people trying to help others, which is a great thing. But look, for me, it's the real stories. And we've had struggling families literally over at our house at Christmas time. And it's sort of those real stories when you have names and you hear people's real life stories and you realize how tough some people do it, but that makes it worthwhile for me.
Yeah. And particularly after the last few years that we've all had, are you expecting there to be quite the demand, quite the need for food and toys to be given to needy families this Christmas?
Yeah, look, a lot of people have done it tough these last 18 months in particular. I'm sure we all know people lost their jobs or have been able to work. There's all sorts of things going on in society that's made it tougher for people. But I'm also aware that a lot of studies have been done saying that people are actually thinking differently about the world, that people are more community-minded than ever before. People are thinking less about their own personal issues and more about the world, global world, community they live in. So we're expecting a great response.
For those of us who may not have been involved with food and toy drives, if we haven't been involved before, how do people get involved and what exactly happens in lead up to Christmas with your food and toy drives?
We encourage you to go on our website, salvationarmy.org.au. You can click on a place there that says, how do I get involved with this Christmas? And then click on the section that says, organise or run your own toy and food drive. And you put in your location, when you're going to hold the event. And you can get some help there if you want some posters or things to help advertise or large containers to collect things in, things like that. Then you can run the event how or when you want to, at your home or at your church or at your workplace or your community group. You can do that. And when you collect the toys and food, contact the Salvation Army and the local centre will come and pick it up. So we have 130 centres across New South Wales. The centre closest to where you hold your drive would come and say hello and pick up your toy or food drive, and then we'd give it to appropriate families in need in your local community.
And David, what is it for you and the Salvation Army about Christmas, about the gift of Jesus being given to the world, that prompts you to want to give these kind of gifts at Christmas?
God gave us his son Jesus, and that's the greatest gift of all time, and we have the privilege of passing hope on to others at Christmas. And so for many, the salvos or a gift or a toy that we give them may be one of the only positive things they get this Christmas. And we want to show God's love that we receive through the way we treat others and the way we give back to others.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.